USA News. I'm Tim Berg. The president of Columbia University calls on the mayor of New York City and police commissioner for help in clearing out anti-Israel protesters from the campus. USA's Laura Winters with the very latest.
Elite units of the New York City Police Department move in to clear out pro-Palestinian protesters at Columbia University, occupying that academic building on campus.
Hamilton Hall is now secure.
The move after the president of the school finally asks for help. The property cleared and more than 100 arrested at Columbia and City College. It was a dramatic and tense scene last night as officers entering the building through a second-story window using an elevated ramp connected to a huge truck as the doors were barricaded with tables, chairs, and vending machines. Police will be on standby through May 17th. Graduation is on the 15th.
Pro-life advocates are cheering Florida's six-week abortion ban, which takes effect today. Katie Daniel with Pro-Life America says this will save countless innocent lives.
This will have the potential to save as many as 50,000 unborn lives here in the state of Florida in just the first year.
The judge in former President Donald Trump's criminal hush money trial says there will be no session on May 17th. That's the day Trump's youngest son, 18-year-old Barron, is set to graduate from Oxford Academy in Palm Beach near Mar-a-Lago. The former president had been critical of the judge in the past, who had said the former president would not be able to attend his son's graduation. Thousands of hotel workers are planning May Day rallies in at least 18 cities across the United States and Canada, looking for better pay and working conditions. This is USA News.
Attention! This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-362-9337. 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
Home prices are hitting record levels despite high mortgage rates. According to the S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller National Home Price Index, prices jumped more than 6% on a year-over-year basis in February. That's the third straight month of gains for the 20-city composite index. Prices in San Diego saw the biggest gain, up more than 11% from 1 year ago. Prices at the gas pumps appear to be holding steady. AAA reporting the nationwide average remains $3.65 a gallon. That's a penny cheaper than from a week ago, but still 12 cents more than a month ago. California drivers continue to pay the most at the pump with an average of $5.39 a gallon. Meanwhile, the lowest average price is found in Mississippi at $3.09. Abortion activists vandalized St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Portland, Oregon this weekend, writing explicit pro-abortion messages on the church's entrance doors and sidewalk. Parishioners discovered the vandalism on their way to Mass on Sunday. The graffiti messages included explicit messages and the slogan, "My Body, My Choice." St. Patrick's was also attacked by vandals back in 2021. Jason Kelce is joining ESPN's pregame show Monday Night Countdown. Kelce, who announced his retirement in March after 13 years of playing for the Philadelphia Eagles, received interest from multiple networks who wanted him to join their programs. For USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.